Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Unrest in Philadelphia. Now, special coverage on KYW News Radio.
Mayor Kenney and Police Commissioner Outlaw are defending the use of tear gas in a group of protesters who were on the Vine Street Expressway yesterday. KYW's Tim Jimenez joining us live this morning with more on this. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Carol. The mayor and commissioners say police had no choice because some of the protesters became violent. The protesters say that was not the case. It was around 5 o'clock last night. Officials say around 100 protesters were marching through the city without any incident. When they made their way onto the Vine, it was between 20th and the 22nd Street bridges. Police say some of the protesters surrounded a state police SUV on the highway and rocked it. A SWAT arrived, and police say people were throwing rocks at the cops and started to rush them. That's when police say they used smoke and tear gas, rubber bullets, and bean bags. Many at the scene were arrested. Commissioner Outlaw says they had to, quote, defuse a volatile and dangerous situation after other measures didn't work. Mayor Kenney says he never wanted to see tear gas being used as his time as mayor, but they were concerned with the safety of those on the highway, whether it's the people walking around or the people in their cars. Again, protesters are maintaining that they were being peaceful this entire time, and it was the police who escalated. So, Carol, like when anytime anything like this happens, all of this is under investigation.